T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket, taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning. Hit the ID here, Steely McBeam.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter-Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Leroy, do the thing, bro. Week 3 started off last night. The Browns, Leroy's Cleveland Browns, they improved to 2-1. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday.
Pretty windy. Did you see that first field goal of
sure
the Steelers?
Sure did.
That thing went sideways.
I'll tell you what. You know, there was a lot of the times these sideline reports I find pretty useless, and they gave a really good one where they said, was it Dawson the kicker? He had installed a flag at like a certain corner of the building because he felt like that was the best place to check the win. And I got to say, one, that's really smart on his part, and that's a really great home field advantage. Like, I wonder if like anybody else knows about secret flag. I guess they do now.
They all know. But like, I think the intricacies of kicking and trying to figure out certain things on the field, I mean, maybe he needed it.
As far as the stats go yesterday, for all you fantasy players out there, Nick Chubb, 23 carries, 113 yards, one touchdown. So big day for him. Amari Cooper, everybody loves him from down here. 7 catches, 101 yards, one TD. David Njoku, 9 catches, 89 yards, and a TD. Yeah, so
a good game.
A lot of South Florida connections doing well yesterday. Even Jacoby Brissett, you know, not too shabby. Caretaker, 21 of 31, 220, 2 TDs. So good for the Cleveland Browns.
No picks.
No picks yesterday.
Took some chances down the field. Yep. They had a drive. I want to say it's in the second half or around in the fourth quarter when they scored the last touchdown. And it was the Steelers didn't know what to do. They would run when they should pass. They would pass when they should run. And it's cool as an offense when you see the defense on the heels. That means whatever you select, they're going to guess the opposite.
The Steelers, meanwhile, they dropped to 1-2. Mitch Trubisky, 20 of 32, 207 yards. Najee Harris, 15 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. I did see on that touchdown. I mean, he ragdolled that dude. That was impressive.
Oh, my goodness.
Shook him. And then on the Pittsburgh front, Pickens, that dude had the sickest catch you've ever seen. George Pickens,
yep.
Little one-handed grab. That was cool. But obviously the drum is going to start beating for, old tiny hands.
You're here. Let's make it Miami with that same situation. You got 10 days. Which is essentially a bye week.
Yep.
There you go.
You think
I wouldn't be surprised if they take the week off, they get ready for next week, and when they come back in on Monday or Tuesday, they get up in front and they say, "Hey, Pickett is our starting quarterback."
Let's hear from Mike Tomlin yesterday. This was when asked about the quarterback situation. Here's what the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach had to say.
Mike, heading into the mini bye that you guys have, do you consider making any changes, whether quarterback play calling?
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
I love Mike Tomlin. He's got.
Well, she didn't ask him if you're making a quarterback change. She asked him if you were thinking about it.
Yeah, that's true. But still.
So, like, it still doesn't.
Well, yeah, I think
in
asking
3 days, if he's in 3 days, he can say, Mr. Trubisky is no longer the starter.
Trubisky.
She gave him a little wiggle room.
It's just all who you are, dude. Like, I know people try to say, oh, Trubisky had those years under Buffalo and, you know, he's going to be improved. I just, you know. I remember watching Mitch Trubisky in college. I was stunned he went as early as he did. I was like, really? Mitch Trubisky's going to go that high? You know.
I mean, dude, what about Carson Wentz and Jared Goff?
I never watched.
What about Josh Allen?
I never watched a Carson Wentz game. Josh Allen, I had, like, but Josh Allen was, like, at least putting up big numbers. He was an aggro, but he was putting up big numbers in Wyoming. But I, like, Trubisky.
Yeah, but he wasn't even the best quarterback in his conference.
No, but I would watch guys, like, against the Canes and be like, really? Going to, you know, these are guys I've seen in the ACC. I'm just like, that guy's going to be a pro quarterback? Really? All right. Feels like
so
he's.
So who's the guys that you couldn't? So Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Deshaun Watson.
Daniel Jones.
How'd you feel when.
Jameis was great at FSU. Yeah, I thought Jameis was going to be.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like what guys that were great. In college,
you said the good ones, like, yeah, I think Jameis and the Clemson QBs. Yeah, I thought for sure those guys are gonna be good. I know there was some controversy about Watson early on. People were like, I don't know how good he's gonna be. And then Dabo, to his credit, said like, oh no, the guy, it'd be like passing on Michael Jordan, and he was right. The guy was really, really good.
Right.
But the North Carolina, Trubisky and Daniel Jones. I was like, what? All right, I don't see it. Like you tell me, but whatever. You want to hear from Jerry Jones? He doing his Jerry Jones stuff
on Thursday night?
Oh yeah, dude. You never know when Jerry's gonna Jerry. He is now doing the thing where he says with Cooper Rush
is gonna be the best quarterback. He's gonna be like Tony Romo.
He says he wants a quarterback controversy.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd want, if it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Hmm. Well, you'd walk to New York to get there.
You know why? Hmm. Because it means you're winning.
Well, he said that.
Right.
He said that. It's kind of weird how they always do seem to find their quarterbacks in the same situation. Big Spoon! Aw. The little pat on the head.
It was Goosies.
Let me tell you about Big Spoon.
What's that, dude?
So, yesterday, I said, hey, can you put the bag over my arm? Because I bought some stuff, but it doesn't fit over my arm.
Like a
shirt, get a garbage bag, tighten it up, get in the shower, right? I'm getting the soap. She says, give me that. She gave me the full Monty.
I love it. That's love.
Yeah. Huh?
That's love.
Yes, but I didn't want it.
Doesn't matter, dude. Big Spoon's going to Big Spoon.
It was a win-win.
Yeah. I like this, man.
dude, I was like, hey, come on.
There's some spice going on in the Spoon household.
I was like, uncomfortable.
I don't think you were uncomfortable, dude. I think you were quite comfortable.
I mean, everybody liked the old Robert Kraft every now and then.
Point for Leroy.
But it was just, I felt violated. She was very aggressive. Right? Like, spread your arms out. So I'm just standing in the shower like, I'm like, no, I could do it. Turn around.
I love it.
When was the last time you washed the bottom of your feet? I'm like, I'm not five. Like, then once I got over the initial, like, shock of how aggressive she was being, then I settled in. And I go, you know what?
It's quite nice.
Quite nice.
Good for you, man.
And then when she was done, she said, the royal b**ch is clean, your highness. And then we went on with our day. I say, see you in the morning. Because I go sleep out on the couch.
Oh, man. I don't really know where to go from here. I don't know,
man. I'm just like.
It's a solid 7 a.m. thing, though. 9 a.m., we'd be getting a text.
You know what? This is delightful. Good for you, man. I'm happy for you. Big Sponge. Big Sponge is Dade South puts it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be looking forward to it every night because she was very aggressive. Right? And like, so I'm like, hey, I say, hey, I could do this. I got it. I'm like, this is not coming from a place of love.
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break here on the show. Get into a little Dolphins and Bills. We got ourselves a big game coming up on Sunday, ladies and gents.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Take you up till 10 o'clock this morning. Hope everybody's feeling sexy on this Friday. You see these idiot Bills fans flying down here? Why would you fly down here to be sad?
Don't know, man. But
it's going to be such a flight of sadness on the way back.
They're not ready.
Hey, my buddy went to Texas A&M.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was he bored to death?
I was going to go with him, but my nephew blew out his Achilles.
Well, I'm sorry for your nephew, but... You know what? Probably best for him to not be in that slop fest that game was.
Ugh.
Game sucked, dude. Anyway, hopefully the Canes can have Canes can have a little get right tomorrow.
Some of the smallest of things are more difficult. Like, I stare at a lot of pill cases and wonder, how the hell am I going to open this? It's childproof.
Hmm.
because I can't put any pressure. But, you know, we make do.
Make do, dude.
No, hey, I'm only on day. I had surgery on Wednesday. It's 2 days later.
Yep.
No pain pills.
Wow.
Good. Like, I can deal with the dull
pain,
ache. Yeah. Like, but the last 2 days, dude, the worst. Whew. The worst.
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
Speaking of pain, Xavier Howard was pained when he dropped that pick six during the Ravens game.
Oh, man.
Xavier Howard yesterday, speaking in the locker room after Dolphins practice, says, "You're not going to see X do that again."
Yeah.
What happened there?
No, man. You ain't going to see that again. You know, I'm definitely going to make up for that, you know. Them special easy interceptions like that, man, you got to take advantage of that.
Is that something
and it would have been a change of play. It would have been a momentum change when I ended up making a play or would have scored a touchdown.
That's something that you were eyeing, because it seemed like early on they were really trying to get those quick hitting passes.
Yeah.
So is that something that was in the back of your mind, like you can just kind of jump one of those?
Yeah, the defense was in, you know, it's forced them to make the short throws like that. And, you know, I seen it and went, and, you know, my hands, I don't know what happened to them. So, you know, I got to make up for that.
I don't know what
I can literally say. I can literally say, no idea what X sounded like.
Really? He doesn't talk. Yeah. He's not a man of many words, but you can tell this genuinely bothered him.
Oh, you, of course.
This genuinely bothered him.
Can't miss the bunnies in life.
He is Mr. Turnover. He is NFTF, nose for the football. And I can feel Xavier Howard. I picture him sleeping at night, waking up just thinking, how did I drop that?
You know what they would say on ESPN? Huh. They served it up on a platform.
They did, dude. That's
right.
He doesn't.
There's no easier interception than that.
We've seen Xavier Howard have some crazy turnovers before, and the difficulty.
That's the easiest one.
And he just got gifted. I think he was maybe it was shock. I don't know, but he definitely sounds like he's got revenge on his mind. So that's a good thing. You know, he's gonna be licking his chops. Not an easy challenge, obviously. He's got Stephon Diggs on the other side. It's going to be a tough matchup. But I like the fact that he's going into this with I gotta make up for that right away.
So check this out. So this weekend will be a test run versus what I can do on Monday.
Okay.
Because I gotta go to birthday party for Mima, and then we gotta take her to the airport. She's going to Canada.
You taking her to Dave and Buster's?
No.
Oh, I thought she likes arcades.
Mima? We spend half of the time explaining her how to play. doesn't that person ruin the fun at the arcade?
Definitely.
That person.
Definitely.
Play the game you know how to play.
Kind of shook by this person calling in, Marcos.
Man, that's why when you were focusing on Mima the arcade, I was like, "Who? Why is this?"
Here? Hey, 790, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I'm one of those idiot Bills fans who lives in South Florida.
So you didn't fly in though, but you live here.
I fly back and forth, but I live here.
But did
and
you?
I'm going to tell you that the Bills are going to beat the Dolphins.
Nah. It ends this week. It ends this week. You'll be sorry for that trash talk.
I've been a Bills fan since birth. I even used to live in Dallas, Texas, and they couldn't convert me either. So.
Wow. What's your name?
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann, I just want to say I appreciate you calling in, and I'm very sorry how sad you're going to be after Sunday.
It's true.
No, but you know what? I'm going to give you something. The Bills fans don't get sad. The Dolphins fans do. But the Bills fans are fans no matter what happens.
Pain everywhere.
Dolphins fans don't get sad. They get straight out miserable.
It's like the end of the world.
They leave the stadium.
Yeah.
The Bills fans don't leave the stadium. The Dolphins fans leave.
I mean, Carolyn.
We stay till the end.
Carolyn, your fan base jumps through flaming tables.
It's true, Carolyn. It's true.
Well, you know, that's the young crowd. I don't jump in.
I bet you your fan base don't blow up cars outside in the parking lot.
Yeah. All right, take care, Carolyn. Thanks for calling.
All right, we dolph. Okay, thank you for taking the call. You guys rock.
All right, see ya. But she didn't fly. But did you see that flight that was just all Bills fans that came down here?
Already?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
listen, if you're going to take a road trip, you're going to go to Miami.
You know what? Here, let's be clear. Every team has that away game where they fly a lot of their corporate sponsors and stuff like that. So it'll probably be a lot of times it's Miami, right? But if you go to, say, Vegas, they'll use that as the – I've seen times where the Browns took off and then a plane filled with corporate people and fans took off behind us. So, like, yeah, they do it in Miami, Vegas. Sometimes they do it in L.A. You know, usually when it's cold up up north and they have an away trip where it's to a warmer climate. It happens a lot. So I don't know if the Bills do that with a divisional game, you know, but there'll be a lot of Browns people down here for Browns Dolphins. Last time it was a lot of people.
I'm curious to see it because, like, I was there weren't as many Patriot fans that first week. I don't know if they were rats off a ship on the team already, but – the Dolphins, like, look, the Dolphins have been touting that this is a, you know, they got a wait list for season tickets. It's the first time that's happened in a while for them. So, I do feel like you have, you know, while this has definitely been a building where a lot of road fans will enjoy, but in fairness to the Dolphins fan, like, the Dolphins travel well. There's, like, MetLife takeover and Baldwin. There's a lot, you know, the Dolphins travel well.
The Heat travel well, too. The Heat is ridiculous.
Yeah, so. I am curious to see, like, what does that Bills fan contingent look like? But I think it's going to be a pretty hostile environment going in into this week. I really do. I think it's going to be hot, miserable, and loud.
It should be because the stakes are high.
Absolutely.
That's what you want.
That's what you want,
dude. That's what you want. Nobody wants Buffalo to be 6-10 and the Dolphins to be 6-10 and play the last game of the season. You don't want that.
The only thing that's a big concern right now, because Xavien Howard, he was back practicing limited yesterday, but he had that groin injury that kept him out. I think Wednesday was more of a rest day for him.
I was limited practice for the last 5 years of my career. Relax.
But Teron Armstead with that toe, he didn't practice again yesterday. Now, they may just be having him in bubble wrap. I don't know. Like, maybe Big Fella's just got to be out there.
Here's the deal.
And he's a gamer.
Here's the deal. Okay. This is what he does. He doesn't play a full schedule.
He doesn't.
And so instead of trying to squeeze games out of him, I'd rather you be cautious and maybe get 5, 6, 7 game stretch out of him. You see what I'm saying? Versus having a nagging injury every week. So that's fine. I get it. Now it's going to be a tough week now.
Yeah, because you already don't have – I mean, you're already playing Greg Little out there, who did a nice job.
He did
do a good job in place of Austin Jackson. But Armstead
not
being –
You think I could look at this?
Look at what?
Take it off and look at it.
No, don't do that, dude.
It's day two,
that's
Leroy.
That's a terrible idea.
Huh?
Stop being a child. That's a terrible idea.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, so I'm curious now.
Don't
– Take the wrap off?
Take the wrap off.
No,
yeah,
dude.
I want to see it.
That's essentially no. That's a cast. Essentially.
Let's do it on Twitch.
I don't want to see it.
No,
it's a half a cast.
I don't want to see it, dude. I want you to just protect your body, for God's sakes.
I am protecting my body. That's why I got this.
You got a sponge bath yesterday.
Yeah, true.
No, that wasn't, dude. That wasn't a sponge bath. I was borderline assaulted. I felt violated. I'm like, hey. Like,
but yeah, that is gonna be an interesting one to watch with Armstead, because you don't practice Wednesday, Thursday. That's usually not a great sign,
you know.
Right?
But we know what he is.
No, he does. Like, you're right. He never plays a full season
in the weeks that he plays, and then he's gonna miss some weeks. And I don't have a problem with him missing now, because you want to be able to have him when it's needed. You see what I mean? So you got. I think they're being careful with that.
For the Bills, Micah Hyde, he's out with the heat in practice. Jordan Phillips, he's not practicing right now. And then Gabe Davis has been limited. He missed last week.
Yep.
And Ed Oliver also limited, so he may be on the end as well.
Stephon Diggs is working pretty good.
Yep, he is.
Goodness.
I can't wait for this game, dude. I'm so excited.
Really? You think? Well, I mean, think about it. you want to have to deal with Jordan Phillips. You know what's amazing about him? He bats 70 balls a game because he's a giant.
Yeah. But hopefully he's not holding, you know.
Hopefully that hopefully, I would say this.
Hopefully that hammy's not a go.
What do you want to see this week? Just all fairness. I know you want your team to win, right? But realistically, what do you want to see?
I want to see him win. I mean, like, what do you mean? I mean, I want to see them win. I want to see I honestly feel like this is not going to set up for a very defensive game. I feel like with the injuries that are out there, I feel like there's going to be scoring. And the thing that scared me is I was like, I don't know what is this team going to look like and what is Tua going to look like needing to have quick drives. And I think that was the most encouraging thing out of the comeback was, oh, they can score in a hurry. Like if they get
right.
if there is a spot where they get down 10 early, you don't have to necessarily sweat it. Where I feel like last year or the year before, they would be very
double
much
double-digit lead doing dink and dunks.
Wasn't going to get you done. So I want to see the Dolphins. Like I don't obviously you don't want to see them go down three scores, but I think that if this could be a case where if they do go down a touchdown, they could go blow for blow with them. That's kind of what I want to continue to see because I do feel like this is going to be a high-scoring affair with the injuries, being a little bit more banged up, and just the idea of, like, I just don't think they're stopping those two receivers on each side. Like, Tyreek and Stephon Diggs, like, good luck.
Right. I think that this is a game, and I hate the phrase a litmus test, but sometimes during the course of the year, you need to see something that shows you that the work you've been doing is going to help you compete with all these elite teams. And so I think from the psyche of the team and where the team has been the last few years and how these games have normally gone, if McDaniel can come in there and have a sound game plan and give these guys hope that, hey, we're on the right track, and this is awesome, and we may not have won this game, but I can see it coming together, then I think that's going to carry them a lot farther than just saying, I want them to win or they lost.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you get this win early, and I know that, you know, teams are different year to year, but there's a lot of those guys in the locker room who were here last year. If they're able to go beat the Bills, something Flores never did, it does feel a little bit different, like new guard, new like there's the hope.
You've
continues.
Done something different.
You've done something different.
Well, they did something different last week too.
They did.
How many years back you have to go to even think that was possible?
Oh, listen, it definitely was. But I think that almost to a point where like if you ride that momentum and then you do something that you haven't done, like you're just like, oh wow, like I think you just continue to buy into times have really changed.
We're kind of on the same page there that you like what they're doing, but you want to see, you know, you want to see them still build confidence.
Right.
You know, with and look, the different levels of football they play.
Even though the Bills are a better team than the Bengals, at least right now, that's what it looks like. That's a tough challenge. Like then you got to go out 4 days later on the road to Cincinnati. So you don't want the momentum of this great start to just, you know, fade away real quick. Like
and the Dolphins in the past have had a habit of not only like losing these games, but making you forget about what happened the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because they just look so bad. So
yeah, but I'm not in moral victory lane. Like I hear a lot of Dolphin fans who are
I
don't want to hang with them. I don't want to see them. I want them to go kick their ass.
I want to see them compete.
Yeah.
I want to see them compete. I want to see them have a chance to win. That means that you can hang with any of these teams. If it's a blowout and you never had a chance, I don't want to see that. We've seen that book before. We want to see something different.
No.
We want to see going into the fourth quarter, right, that the Dolphins are still in this game with a chance to win or they have a lead. And I think that with the talent that they have, they can do that.
We'll take a quick break. Time to tickle Leroy's fancy. I don't know if we'll do as good a job as Big Spoon did, but we'll try. That's next. All right. Let's get to it, ladies and gents. He may only have one good hand, but that doesn't mean we can't tickle his fancy. It is time to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Fancy is tickled.
The Magnificent Seven is coming up, and then Robbie will answer for his crimes. All right, let's get to it, Leroy. Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Buffalo is a 5.5-point road favorite.
Yes, my tickle is fancied. This is for first place in the division. This
my is fancy
also have
is
a game up on the other team. So, yeah, this definitely tickles my fancy. You always wonder, and you're always curious as to how is your team going to be able to compete with the elite in the league. And Buffalo is elite.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. What about this one, Leroy? 1 o'clock. Texans at Bears. Chicago is a 2.5-point favorite.
Why do you insist on wasting my time?
Fancy, not tickled.
Fair enough. 1 o'clock on Fox. Both teams need a win, Leroy. Both 0-2. The Raiders at the Titans. Las Vegas is a 2-point road favorite.
It tickles my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see, you know, is Derrick Henry back? Are they going to lean on him more? They lost, who is it? They lost A.J. Brown, right?
They did, yes.
They lost A.J. Brown. Did they have a plan? So, yeah, it tickles my fancy, and I'm just curious as to, I mean, all the moves that the Raiders made, 0-2 was probably not in the equation, so they need to bounce back also.
True. Next up, Leroy, 1 o'clock, 2-0, the Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the 0-1-1 Indianapolis Colts. Kansas City is a 5.5-point road favorite.
That's it?
That's it.
Because I got to tell you, India's been playing terrible.
Terrible. They got skunked last week.
Yeah. By Jacksonville. Don't forget that.
By Jacksonville.
By Jacksonville.
Yep.
That's like the slump buster throwing you on the bed and say, you my slump buster.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's it. That's what it was like. So.
Manhandling going on in Leroy's life.
I like it.
So I'm not no, I'm not. My fancy isn't tickled. I like it. They're,
fancy, not
they're
tickled.
Tennessee doesn't look very good, and the Raiders are going to do Raiders things.
I'm curious to see where you go with this one because it may be the first time in this team's history. What do you think about this one, Leroy? 1 o'clock, the Detroit Lions going to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Vikings and Lions both 1-1. Minnesota, 6-point favorite at home.
This is a very intriguing game. It definitely tickles my fancy.
How about that?
We all need to know, hey, is Detroit for real?
I think this is the first.
They look pretty good.
Is this the first tickle in Lions history?
Yeah.
I think so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, I have a vested interest watching Minnesota and hoping they do well. But I think I'm more curious as to what Detroit's going
to
be.
It's curious to see
We all made fun of Dan Campbell.
Did.
But everybody's saying he's doing an awesome job.
It doesn't matter if you have three ass cheeks or one toe. He will kick your ass.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Did you just say three ass cheeks and one toe?
I think I reversed that.
Yeah.
I think I got that backwards.
Which is even more impressive.
Kirk Cousins kind of feels like a one ass cheek type of guy.
Can I tell you about injuries?
Yep.
So I thought I was better, but I think I may have taken some medication before I went to bed, and now it's starting to wear off.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember but when you wanted to take the wrap off a few minutes ago? You were gonna
I still want to take
no,
it off.
I don't no, want you to do that.
Do that.
Don't do
can
that.
Can we take, come on. Can I show you guys?
I don't want to see it, dude.
No.
I don't like it. Because I don't like it.
So you
can
understand my pain.
I do understand your pain.
Share this moment with me. Come on, nobody's looking.
Leroy, coming back, can they bounce back from a stunning loss last week? The Baltimore Ravens are taking on McCorkle Jones and the Patriots. Both 1-1. Baltimore is a 2.5-point road favorite.
it tickles my fancy because
my fancy is tickled.
I want to see the season that Lamar Jackson puts together so he gets $500 million.
Me too.
That's absolutely what I'm rooting for now.
Even Belichick because was saying that this week.
A guy that has done so much for your franchise to be haggling at this juncture, at this portion of his career, with what he's done, is borderline offensive to that player. So I want to see him ball out all year. And then after the season's over, we'll sit back and go, what's up?
Leroy, the Bengals take on the New York Jets. Cincinnati is a 6-point road favorite.
No.
Wow.
And I'll take the Jets.
Not even for a winless Bengals team. Desperate.
I'll take the Jets.
Really?
What did I tell you about Cincinnati before the season started?
I'm kind of rooting for a Bengals loss, though, because a Bengals win, because I don't want them to be winless going into that Thursday night game. You know, a little relief. I don't want them to be super desperate.
Again, what did I tell you about the Bengals before the season started?
Although I would like Emmanuel Agba.
The team that loses in the Super Bowl never fares well the following year.
I would like Emmanuel Agba to floss his teeth with Joe Burrow coming up on prime time. What about this one, Leroy? They've looked really good so far. The Philadelphia Eagles, 2-0, are going to Washington to take on the Commanders. It's the stupidest name. Philadelphia, 6.5-point road favorite.
I am. Here's another guy, you know, coming into the league, Jalen Hurts. Everybody's had all these questions, and the guy's just, you know, winning games, taking them to the playoffs and what have you. At some point, like, you got to look at these players for the good that they do and not what their negative traits are.
And
with certain guys,
tickled.
We do this. They've done this with Jalen Hurts since he got into the league, and he's gotten better every year. So I wonder if they take that same energy and put it towards making him the best version of him that he could be if they won't win more games.
Next up, the New Orleans Saints, your boyhood team, taking on the Carolina Panthers. New Orleans, a lot of road favorites this week. 2.5-point road favorite taking on the winless Panthers.
Not interested.
Wow. All right. Not tickled, dude. Not tickled at all.
That
Carolina
tickled
team, they trying hard for a bunch of L's.
In a 4 o'clock slate, Leroy, the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Both 1-1. Chargers a touchdown favorite at home. A lot of hair at the QB position between Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert.
Are you curious at your boys? Jacksonville, they look good.
No.
Dude, it's just, hold on. With where Jacksonville's been the last 2 years, and they shut somebody out, and you're not even intrigued a little bit?
No, it's the Colts. They beat the Colts.
It don't matter. You still shut an NFL team out.
Do it against somebody that's not the Colts.
I'm intrigued.
Okay.
I am.
Good for you.
My fancy is slightly tickled because I want to see if Jacksonville's turning this thing around.
They're not.
My fancy is tickled.
Do you see that? Do you see what's going on with this guy?
Aren't you a fan?
No, Urban Meyer made me rats off a ship, dude.
He's not there anymore.
The stink has not
worn
off.
You got Trevor Lawrence.
He stinks, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, he's no good.
He stinks after what happened to him last year.
I'm telling you, he's no good. I've been more dazzled by Tua than I have by Trevor Lawrence, I'll tell you that much.
But if I go to the second year, would you say the same thing?
Introducing Copa Airlines.
What the hell are you doing, dude? What's going on over there?
It's a commercial break in the middle of our segment.
What the hell?
Sorry, didn't realize.
This guy, he's just pushing buttons.
You know what it is, though? Copa Airlines on that commercial, American Airlines calling us earlier. It's not a coincidence.
Hmm.
They're following us.
That is interesting. Anyway. Dude, did you see what's going on with this this guy who runs the old Shad Khan's son, Tony Khan?
Oh, AEW.
His wrestling promotion's running amok. He can't run a wrestling organization, can't run a football team.
It's getting crazy over there.
Telling you.
What, AEW?
AEW. Yeah.
What happened?
Fights
oh,
backstage.
They have like fights backstage. They lost CM Punk. It's a whole ordeal going on over there. He basically is like he can't run a football team. Can't run a wrestling promotion.
Hmm.
You know? It's all going to hell. Anyway, the Rams, Leroy, take on the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams, 3.5-point road favorites.
I'm interested. Hmm? I'm interested. My fancy is tickled. I wanted to see where Arizona is.
My fancy is tickled.
And if the Rams still have a hangover.
Okay.
Because they got pieced up pretty good against Buffalo.
This one, I mean, seems like a waste of Falcons at Seahawks.
I thought we were friends.
Packers at the Buccaneers. It's a pick 'em. 425.
Yeah, I'm definitely my face is definitely tickled because who doesn't want to see Brady against Aaron Rodgers?
Yep. A crybaby versus a hippie.
Really? Who's the crybaby? Aaron Rodgers?
No. Crybaby's Tom Brady.
Okay. Spirit Quest?
Yeah. 49ers. The Jimmy G era is back. Taking on Mr. Unlimited. Sunday Night Football. San Francisco, 1.5-point road favorites.
My fancy is definitely tickled. One, because it's Sunday night.
My fancy is tickled. And two, because
this is now two coaches in a row that we're talking about holding Russell Wilson back.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's Russell Wilson.
Maybe
anybody
it is.
Ever started that?
Mr. Limited.
That's right. So it'll be interesting to see if they turn it around because they gave a lot of money to a guy that they almost seem like they have zero faith in. Anytime you kick a 64-yard field goal instead of trying to get 4th and 5. I mean, think about this. Mike McDaniel went for it on 4th and 7 with Tua.
Yep.
You would think that you got to have more confidence in Russell Wilson, right?
Definitely.
And they tried to kick a field goal.
You would think so. Give him just two. They were 24 hours removed from giving him $170 million guaranteed or something like that.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty crazy.
I think some conversations are going to be had.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We got the Magnificent Seven coming up next hour. Get you caught up with your headlines, Sunday Night Football, and everything else going on. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.